Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kurt Hahn. Welcome to Playing Forgotten Music on 78 RPM Records. I'm doing this for my other channel, Technical Storytelling with a Heart. And tonight, we're just playing some classical music. A little story behind it. I was just looking through my records, and I just saw these two records, something I could just play. I don't claim to know anything there is to know about anything. They're just something I could just play and enjoy. And I just wanted to share them with you. So if I mispronounce everything, that's the way it is. I don't know a whole lot about these artists. And but I do know this one is from on Victor Records, 17454. It's the Venetian Trio. I can't find anything at all about from the Venetian Trio, but it's Humoresque Opus 101, number 7. Here we go. Sit back, close your eyes, and just enjoy. Number 7, Victor Talking Machines Company, and that was September 22nd, 1913. All right, the second side of that, and again, I'm assuming this is Opus 100, Jocelyn. It's a four-act opera by Benjamin Goddard, set to the French libretto by Paul Armand Sylvester, and the tenor Victor Capoul. Based on the poem Alfonso de Lamartine, the action takes place in Grenoble and the surrounding mountains in Corpus Christi at the close of the 18th century. The score bears the dedication of Mon Ami Daniel Barton. So, with that in mind, the Venetian Trio, and I want to say because it's from Jocelyn, that's not right. But regardless of that, sit back and enjoy, and let's play. Berkruce from Jocelyn, written by Goddard, the Venetian Trio, the Violin, Cello, and Harp Trio, 17454 on the B side, from Victor Talking Machine Company. Okay, we're going to switch gears now to Fritz Kelser, Chris Kressler, and good old Fritz is an Australian-born American violinist and composer, born February 2nd, 1875, died January 20th, 1962, one of the most famous violinists of his day. He's known for his sweet tone and expressive phrasing. Like many great violinists of his generation, he produced a characteristic sound which is immediately recognizable as his own. Okay? Works for me. Okay, here we go. Gypsy Serenade. Serenade Day, something or other, by Charles Robert Valdez. Red Label Victrola Records, 709A. Here we go. Gypsy Serenade. Thank you. Big violin fan, but that was kind of a song you just kind of sit back and close your eyes to. Last song of the night is La Gaita, G-I-T-A-N-A, Arabo Spanish Gypsy Song of the 18th Century. Oh boy, I can hardly wait. Nothing like a little gypsy music to get the blood flowing. Here we go, by Fritz Kressler, La Gaita. Thank you. don't know about you, but just swept me off my feet. Okay, with that, ladies and gentlemen, again, just I wanted to play something just totally different just because. Something just kind of sit back and relax. Please forgive me. I don't know anything at all about classical music. And once again, please, if you have any questions or comments, you can always email me at curthahn74@yahoo.com, C-U-R-T-H-A-H-N 74@yahoo.com, or through my Facebook page, Playing Forgotten Music on 78 RPM Records at facebook.com/s3productions2. And I welcome all comments, requests, dedications, and anything else. With that, just a short little Thursday night interlude, just because. Y'all have a great night. Good night. Bye.